There's something great about travel, and I think, you know, taking pictures when you travel really remind you of the time you spent. Because otherwise, I mean, you kind of have mental images of these things. I think even when you don't have a camera there, you're mentally taking pictures of things in your daily life, you know, and I think it just, it's, I think having a camera mechanically, it just kind of, it's like you have a shutter in your eye too, and you can clip off pictures that you kind of can put in the software of your brain. And,
yeah, my picture of God was taken when I was...
I think taking pictures really changes how you look at the world, rather than just kind of letting it all go by. There's a windshield there and everything roars by you. I mean, you kind of can kind of stop and appreciate some beauty or people or sense of place.
I took photography in college. Some of the pictures that I have there were when I was in college in Texas. And some of the pictures are when my parents, my mom and my sister, my brothers, we would have lunch, you know. So the, some of the pictures are of my mom, my sister, my brother, and a friend of my sister's. And they were really young, because I'm older. And some of them are, they're sitting at the table, so they kind of, which is horrible to, because the people while they're eating. But I was young, I didn't know.
That relates to the Carragher family, the Carragher Road. The old house out there, early farmer Nicholas, Solomon, Caleb, the three brothers, came out in 1846. Early residents of Sonoma and the Valley. Nicholas had a pretty good sized family, in which he had two brothers, both fine men, young men, and one decided that someone was giving undue influence to the young gal he was interested in, and he just said, I'm going to have a confrontation with this guy, and I'm taking this pistol. And it so happened that Nicholas had a single-shot pistol with an unguarded trigger. And this instrument, I think, is at the Depot Park Museum now. But anyway, the one brother grabbed the thing and said, I'm going to go take it. And the other one, no, you're not. You're my brother. I can't let you do this. So they're grappling and jostling for this pistol. And, of course, as fate would have it, it went off. And one of the brothers was shot mortally and died. And that was a big tragedy around here. There was a hearing in Santa Rosa trying to say that the other brother shot him. But when it all came out pretty clearly, it was sort of a just a tragedy.
We were over there for about 30 years on that side of the plaza. And Mrs. Viviani lived a block off the plaza on the 2nd Street East. She had two cows that she would bring them in the morning and over to the plaza area, and that wasn't lawn yet. It was lawn partially, but over by the library there north to the Bear Flag Monument was just kind of a field there. So she'd stick the cows out in the morning and they'd eat, and 5 o'clock she'd come and get them and walk them back through the, which was a field there. It's there are stores there now, but anyway, you take them home and milk them. So then tomorrow morning she'd move them up about 20 yards and they'd eat off, you know, and so she finally would clean off that area there. That would be her grandson has the Sonoma Valley Cheese Factory over here. But that was, I remembered her doing that. That was kind of unusual to see someone come with two cows and tie them up in the morning.
I used to come out here as a young child. Back in the 60s. Actually, I found one picture. I was going through those slides. I had some pictures, too. I found one of overlooking Sonoma Valley from my Boy Scout camera, a 110. Actually, it's cut in half. Half of it didn't show up. It was like the end of a roll. But it was my aunt and uncle had a... We came out to visit Denver, a swimming pool. And I took a picture of my cousin in the pool, and you can see the valley behind it. I used to live up on Craigmont. I came out here twice in the 60s to Sonoma.
I have a camera with me right now in my briefcase. I always carry a camera. I don't know why. Everywhere I go, I always have a camera with me and film, and an extra roll of film. I only take the pictures when I want to and when I have to, but I'm not taking pictures all the time. It's like, there it is, let's take a picture. In other words, I'm living my life, I'm not documenting my life. When you take the pictures, you know, not the first, second, or third time, but maybe the fourth, fifth time that you see it, you'll see something new in the photograph. And I think that is the beauty of a recording, you know, through photography, that even though you live the moment, there's still something that you're always missing. And obviously the photograph will not take the emotion and put it in the photograph. You know, the feelings that you have for that occasion. But the photograph will record something that the eyes really did not see. So, you know, it works back and forth. But no, I live life. But I do love, you know, the visual.